So 8:15, then you got to cut it off. Amen? Because he knows I'm a long-winder. The longest I ever preached in Africa was 2 hours and 15 minutes. I tell people I just knock off the 15 minutes. Amen? But he made a mistake. As an evangelist, I discerned it. He didn't say whether it was a.m. or p.m. Hallelujah. So we're going to just preach all night, and we'll get you out of here to go to school. How's that? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to introduce my wife to come up, and I want to share with you a message and a word on the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen? The power of the blood. So, dear Beverly, Mrs. Hoffman, come forward, please. I love this girl. And share with the team, please.
Sorry for my corrections here. I was listening to the man beside me, too. Anyway, we are just really blessed to be here tonight. It's been a while since we've been here. So thank you for your invite. There, I see new faces here, and it's a blessing. We just wanted to also honor the people that, I don't know, somehow Steve kind of is able to get a whole car full or a van full of people together when we go places. So we just wanted to honor the people that came with us. So as I introduce you, you can stand up and wave to the people. Right behind Steve there is my dear father-in-law, Steve's father, Stan Robert Hoffman. And then on the row next to him is Dwayne and Nancy Martin, good friends in the ministry with us. They were here with us last time. In the front here is Sean Landis. He just moved back here from North Carolina. And then we have Ed Mulvena over here, good friend of ours. So God bless you. Thank you for coming with us. And I'm going to have Sean come on up. Sean can give a little bit of a history. We know Sean from way back in our days at Dove Christian Fellowship. And he spent how many years in North Carolina? Oh, he was in North Carolina at a fire ministry school for 7.5 years. So I'll let him share a little bit.
Well, good evening. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. And I'm glad you guys believe in miracles because you're about to witness one here. I'm going to speak for under 5 minutes. I passed on my anointing of long witness to Steve. He's kind of my mental mentor. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, one thing I just kind of wanted to share was the fact that one thing I've noticed over time is I grew up in the church. I basically went from womb to walls. I grew up tongue talking and stuff like that all my life, pretty much. I know what it feels like to basically come here every week. You feel kind of like you're swiping a time card, so to speak, and it's just kind of like repetitious. And sometimes we can almost kind of spiritually bankrupt ourselves when we think that there's something maybe going on but deep down inside, just like, you know what, there's something deeper going on here that, you know, my heart's really crying out for something more. Church is fine. There's nothing. I don't want to bash meetings or anything like that. But I know during my time, and especially during my time in North Carolina, I was at Fire School of Ministry, and I came to really realize how spiritually bankrupt I was, and I kind of realized, I was like, you know, it's like a lot of it is just, I'm just going through the motions here, and I didn't want that to happen, and so I just came to a point in time which I'm like, where I realized, I was just like, you know what, it's like, God, I want to fall in love with you. I really want to fall in love with you, not just have it be just something where I'm just going repetitiously, and you can go to church and say hi, oh, how you doing, all stuff, and you can almost get very repetitiously when really you're like, who is that person I was sitting next to? I have no idea. It's like, am I the only one who's ever felt like this? That you're just like, you just kind of like, you feel. Gotcha. For those of you who are listening by tape, that's how you raise the dead. But yeah, we're okay. I've really come to value relationships and value getting to know the person who I'm sitting next to and the person who I'm sitting behind, and getting to say, "Hi, I'm Sean, who are you?" And realizing that God not only loves me, but he actually likes me. He's not just putting up with me. He's not just looking for, he's not just looking for the time just to hammer me, but he's saying, "Okay, son, you messed up, but you know what? I still love you as a father, and it's okay." I look at a lot of what's happening today in politics and the news and stuff like that, and I used to kind of get mad at it, but now I'm like, I feel bad for these guys. I mean, my heart breaks for guys. You know, I was just watching the news today and all the different various things that are going on. I'm like, man, it's like my heart breaks for these guys because they're lacking something. I mean, they're trying to find we try to find fulfillment sometimes in different areas in our lives when we realize that the person we realize that Jesus is knocking on the door the whole time of our hearts, and he's saying, "You want to let me in now? Do you want to let me in, or do you want to still keep doing it your way?" So one thing I wanted to stress this evening is wanted to stress a relationship with the Lord. And I know that I don't see many young people here this evening. I'm talking youth, and yeah, I see you in the back, man. Good job tonight, man. I don't know your name, the guy who was singing. Elliot, cool, nice job, man, good job. And good job, Josh, back there on the soundboard. If you've ever done any kind of speaking, you realize that the soundboard is about your best friend for this time because he can cut you off at any time he wants. I've really come to value learning each person's expression to the Lord. Because I'm a writer, but I realize that not everybody's a writer. Maybe some people are an artist. Maybe some people are... God created us all differently. He did not just cookie cutter us all, but he made us all differently. You know, if we would have all been Steve Huffman's, you know, maybe this world would have been evangelized, but you know, he didn't make us all Steve Huffman, he didn't make us all Sean, he didn't make us all you. You look out across the world and you see everybody is different. And God loves you, and he likes you. And he's not mad at you, he's not upset at you, but he likes you, and he loves you. So, not really sure where to go, but I'm gonna pray for us real quick, and I guess we'll have Steve come up. That precious Holy Spirit, we invite your presence into this place this evening, God. Holy Spirit, come and minister to hearts, God. Come and refresh our minds, God. Come and touch us in a way, God, that only you can touch us, God. God, meetings are fine, but God, our hearts long for something so much more. Our hearts long for a deep touch, a deep love of the Father's heart. God, I thank you, God, that you're not mad at us. God, you're not upset at us, but God, you love us. And your heart is for us. Even if and when we do mess up, that you still love us. There may be stuff that we need to work on, but by your grace, God, that's going to get worked out. And I thank you, God, for even this church body you're here right now, for Victory Christian Fellowship, God. God, I pray, God, you would look down upon this body. God, I thank you, God, for looking down upon this body and smiling upon their hearts, God, smiling upon the people here. And God, I see a people, God, that are longing for something more. I see a people that their hearts are hungry for something more. God, I pray, God, that you would bless that. God, I pray, God, that you would find a habitation in this house right here. God, find a habitation in this house right here, God. God, the meetings are fine, but God, there's something so much more, God. There's something so much more. God, I pray, God, you would awaken our hearts, God, this evening to who you are, God, to your love. We ask these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.
red is on. Now, test. Better? Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let's enjoy. Like, give these guys a hand. They're a blessing. I love them. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And it just seems a lot of times those firsts with my relationship with Victory Christian Fellowship, when we brought these two young men here that kind of went around the world for like 10 months or so, their first place they spoke was precisely right here. Amen? So it's a blessing. There's numerous other things I don't have time to get into. But what we want to do a little bit, when you're ready to go, the piano, I just have a spirit of like appreciation on my heart. And I just want to thank the Lord this morning so much. Would you stand with me, please, again? And just maybe you can just lift your hands to Jesus like a place of surrender. And let's just give him the glory and praise. He's so worthy. Let's just take time to just love him with your lips. Hallelujah. Love him with your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Victory Christian Fellowship. Thank you, Lord, in a cold night, rainy. We come out to worship you. Woo! We come out to say, Lord, what is the Spirit saying to the church? Hallelujah. What are you saying to my heart tonight? Hallelujah. Lord, what are the strongholds? The strongholds. The strongholds to be pulled down tonight. Woo! Oh, Lord. Woo! Reveal your Son, Father. Reveal Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Like a river. Like a fresh dew rain. Hallelujah. Your blood, Jesus. Your blood. It reaches the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. It will never, 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 hallelujah, lose its power. Glory to the Lamb. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of God tonight. Without spot. Woo! Without wrinkle. Oh, yeah. Without blemish tonight. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Woo! The blood's been shed. The blood of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We worship you tonight. Glory to God. You can take your seats if you can. Praise his name. Praise his name tonight. We love you, Jesus. Oh, may we see him. Thank you, Dwayne. My main text tonight, and thank God for the other evangelists who went before us, like Reverend Reinhard Bonnke and Benny Hinn and those, you know, I just gleaned from there, and a lot of the stuff tonight I gleaned from them, these spiritual fathers that we have. But you know, the revelation comes from God to us, amen? It comes from God. And my main text is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. I'm reading here, knowing. Does everybody got their knower on? How many of you got a knower on today? Knower. You need your knower tuned in and turned on, amen? Got your knower in there. Knowing that you were not redeemed. What does that word redeemed mean? This is more of a teaching tonight. What does redeemed mean? Can someone give me a saints of God here at Victory? What does that mean, redeemed? Bought, amen. You were bought, redeemed, amen. There was a transfer. And what main illustration when the Bible was written, redeem was referring to? Who was being redeemed? Who was being redeemed? We were. And in the Bible, in this covenant, and in the word, when it was being written, what people group were being redeemed? Yes, yes, but in the secular sense, not even in a spiritual sense, but in the world sense, what was redeemed? Sinners, or it begins with an S also. You almost are S-L-A. Yes, slaves. It's a secular term mostly used to buy a slave back. Amen? The slaves were redeemed. Redemption draweth nigh. Amen? And we were slaves to sin. We had a demonic nature. We had a fallen nature. But praise God, saints, we have been what?
Redeemed.
Say it again.
Redeemed.
We have been redeemed. We have been bought back. You have been redeemed with, not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold. You weren't bought just with money, which can corrupt, which will perish, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. No, you were not. But, everybody say but. With the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without the blemish, without spot, the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen? The power of the blood of Jesus. Now, if you want a harvest, now you got to remember, most of us in the team here are from Lancaster County, okay? Some of us grew up in an agricultural setting, and because we're from Lancaster and Lebanon, we think we know a thing or two about farming, some of us, amen? How many know about farming, right? Now, to begin a harvest, what must we do? Plant a seed. Without a seed, there's no harvest. We got to plant seeds. Anything else? We got to plow. We have to get the soil ready. And then we put the seed in, and that little seed goes down in the earth with the moisture and the water. The seed and the soil is symbolic of God's word and your heart. And the soil is moist and wet, symbolic of the Holy Spirit. And the sunshine comes down, symbolic of Jesus Christ, the Son. And then we grow. Amen? So what would you think if Stevie Lee would come to your backyard and begin, what did you tell me to do? Dig it up and put seed in your backyard and plant my corn. How would you feel if I go to your front yard and you told me for my harvest, I can begin digging up that soil, I'll dig up your front yard and put down and plant tobacco. What do you feel about that? Is that cool? You told me for my harvest, I am to dig the soil and plant the seed. Lebanon. Isn't that what you told me to do? Come on, saints, what else must we do before harvest? Woo! A++. We must first purchase the field. Amen? We must have ownership, whether you lease it or purchase or get permission. We must buy the field. And I want you to know that by the blood of Jesus Christ, he has purchased the land. Hallelujah. He has purchased the fields. By the blood of Jesus, he bought every miracle. He bought every all divine healing. He bought everything that pertains to your nature, life, and godliness. Your life has been purchased. You are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. When you go out of your house, you can look outside your backyard or your front porch, and you see this land, this earth, and you say, earth, earth, you've been redeemed by the Lord. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. Jesus said, all power and all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore. Church, we own the land. Jesus bought it back. Amen. He has redeemed this land. He has redeemed us from the curse. He has redeemed us from sin. And through his blood, he has purchased the land. Amen. Why is there power in the blood? Because Jesus bought it back. Amen. That's the number one. Because he made the purchase. As a matter of fact, I think there's one. If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 20. Acts 20:28. Acts chapter 20, Verse 28. Paul speaking. Amen. You find it? Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he what? What does your Bible say? Say it again. Which he purchased with his own what? Woo! By the blood of Jesus, he bought you back. Everybody, look to your neighbor and say, Jesus bought me back. Just look to your neighbor. Jesus bought me back. He bought you back by his own blood, by that precious blood, without spot, wrinkle, and blemish. Jesus the Lamb, he has bought you back. Amen? The power of the blood of Jesus, it is powerful because he bought us back. And it's powerful because the Bible says it so. Amen? I'm not telling you this. The Bible's telling you this. Amen? It's not my theology. It's what the Word of God says. It's powerful because the Bible is truth. He purchased us by his own blood. Amen? And again, you just don't cast your seed. We walk on holy ground because our Jesus bought it back. Reinhard Bonnke was preaching in India. And you know, there's as many, many Hindus. I've been to India. I preached in India. By the grace of God, we saw over 1,300 Hindus come to Christ. The ones we thought were real conversions. We had more, but those are the ones we believe that we knew that took. And the lady from India went to Reinhard Bonnke. He probably, you know, preached to more people than anyone ever in the history, you know, of mankind. And she said to him, she said, about this Jesus and about his blood. She said, if he was a good man, maybe his blood, it'll save 100 people. He said, oh, is that right? And if he was a very, very, very good man, maybe he could save 1,000, and that's it. She said, I don't believe he can save everyone and all mankind. That was her concept. But what does your Bible say? It says that he has purchased and all can be redeemed. Every man, every woman, and child, all men at all times can be saved and can be redeemed by the blood. His blood is all powerful. Amen? It's all powerful because his blood is precious. Amen? It's just this ordinary blood. It's the Bible says it's precious blood. So by the blood, he purchased you. Everybody say, he purchased me. And number two, his blood is precious. Everybody say precious. Precious. You know, in life, we can basically tell of a young child's father by its DNA. You know, medically speaking, scientifically speaking. If you wonder about this child, who is the father? Do a DNA blood sample on certain men and to the baby, and you will find that strand is there, and you know exactly who the father is when you test that baby's blood. Amen? Who was Jesus' father? God. Amen? Jesus, his blood is powerful because his blood was not of manly human form. His blood was from God Almighty. Woo! Can you imagine that blood? His blood is not average blood. It's divine blood. It's holy blood. It's blood from God himself, his daddy. Amen? And that's why on the cross, it wasn't just a man being nailed. It was God's son being obedient to his father, laying down his life and shedding that blood. That's the blood that covers your life. That's the blood that's given you life. That you are covered with divine, holy, godly blood. Woo, can we imagine that? Why is it powerful? Because it's not human blood, it's godly blood. Amen? Get that deep in their hearts. Why is it powerful? Because it's precious. Why is it powerful? Because it purchased all mankind. That blood of Jesus. Amen? It is holy. There's a young boy. His older brother
had a blood disease and he needed certain type of blood. And they looked for a donor to help him in his life. And the only one they really found that could best match was his little brother. And so he's just a little guy. And so they were talking to him, and it's going to be okay. And don't be scared when they take your blood, and how it's going to help the older brother, and all these things. And finally, the little guy looked and smiled. And he said, "Oh, I'm not afraid to die." This is a true story. "I'm not afraid to die." They said, "What?" "Oh, I'm not afraid to die. You know, that's okay." And they said, "Oh, you're not going to die. We'll just take a little bit of blood from you." And he was shocked. That little guy was ready to give his life for his older brother. You know, it's precious, but it's also personal. The blood of Jesus is personal. That's how God sees you. When he died and shed his blood, he had you in mind on such a personal, loving, godly level. We would be just dancing the aisles, amen, that Jesus thought of you on the cross. It's personal. "I'm not afraid to die, Father. I'm not afraid to give my life. I'm happy to save less." Amen? Amen? "I'm happy to save it." That's how he thought, you know? "Oh, no. No, this is it. I'm happy to hang here because by my stripes you were healed." Amen? That's how it operates. In the Old Testament, every time you see the shedding of blood and every time God covered something with his blood, the fire fell. You ever take notice of that? Three things normally happened when the blood was shed and when there was a sacrifice. There was a sacrifice of blood, the fire would fall, and the glory of God would manifest. Those three things would happen in life. Oh, saints of God, when we recognize the blood covenant and we honor God through the blood and we come to Jesus and we come to God, Father, through the blood of Jesus, get ready, the fire is going to fall. Amen? God always answered by fire. Every time Moses sacrificed, fire, the glory came. Every time, even Noah, when he sacrificed, the fire came. You look it up. And in these last days, it says in Acts, if you would turn my last scripture, in Acts chapter 2, and I'm not gonna spiritualize this at all. I just want to give you my interpretation on something beautiful. In Acts chapter 2, verse 19. Acts 2:19. "I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath." What does your Bible say? Blood, fire, and what? Vapor of smoke. In the end times, we're going to see the miraculous and God showing up. And he said there's going to be blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And then it says, "Then whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen? This is the power of the blood. And I'm going to take this into a positive realm and say, this is talking of the blood of Jesus. In the end times, the blood is going to save us. Mankind are hearing so many voices. Coming up in the car, it was a good conversation. I was trying to save my voice, listening to these beautiful saints talking about different cultures and the youth and everything. There's many voices out there pulling the youth, amen, pulling the young adults. But I'm telling you one thing that speaks louder than anything. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. We must understand the sacrifice and the giving of Jesus' life and his holy covenant, the blood of Jesus, blood and fire, amen? And that is the power of God. That when we honor the blood, we honor what God has done, taking our sins, that we are dead to sin, we're living for Jesus, the blood is in forefront, the fire will fall. The power of God will be in your life, and the vapor of smoke, the glory of God will begin to manifest in you and your family, and the blessings of God will overtake you. Dwayne, could you go to the piano, please? Amen. Amen. And this is the end times. This is what God is breathing forth. Oh, he wants to know that he wants his blood to cover you with everything. Amen. To be covered by that blood. And when the blood is applied to your life, when the blood is applied to your family's life, and just feel free to play something, Dwayne. Then, when that blood, that holy blood that God sees and God accepts that sacrifice, then the fire begins to burn inside of you. That passion for Jesus. that relationship that we all long for. We're all looking for love. We're all looking for acceptance. Oh, we look for it everywhere. We don't want to be defeated. Nobody wants to live like a slave. Well, I'm here to say the blood will free you. The blood of Jesus has set you free, amen? The blood, it's the blood, it's the life. It's his very life that will cover you. Hallelujah. Totally saturate us. The blood has purchased you. Jesus' blood. He's bought you back. Amen. You're no longer just running around out there. You are son and daughter of God. Amen. He has taken you out. Amen. Given you a new life. Given you a brand new mind. New heart. New nature. Behold, all things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things are new. Woo. It's a new covenant. It's the new covenant of Jesus Christ. And in that covenant, you are covered and blessed by the blood of Jesus. And you now can receive the fire of God. Hallelujah. The power of God on your life. The fire will begin to burn out that dross. So begin to refine us. Amen. Take away those things that plagued us. Take away those things that held us back and held us down. Now the blood rules. Now we're on the different terms. When we see the world and we see Satan and evil, we look through the eyes of the blood. Amen. As people of faith, we now act on the agreement, on that covenant. God's blood has saved me. Christ's fire has blessed me to have me to do what I could never do before. He has given me supernatural ability. It's not just Steve Hoffman living. Now it's the fire of God burning. Amen. Now it burns. Burns. Amen. Burns in your life. It's the power of Jesus Christ. It's the anointing of God. It's the anointing that's going to do it in these last days. Amen. It's the, woo, hallelujah. It's the anointing of Almighty God. Yes. And it's there with the blood. It's there with the blood of Jesus. The anointing, the power of his Holy Spirit. And then what we so enjoy, when we live in these blessings and benefits of the blood and the fire, then we glorify God. It's the glory that comes. It's the Shekinah that comes. It's what we all long for is his presence. Amen. And then not just that, but our lives, he says, oh, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. We are ready. Come what may, we are ready, church. Because we have the blood covenant, because we have the fire of God, and the glory of God goes before us. The glory of God. Whew. Hey, would you stand with me, please? Hallelujah. I just want to give an opportunity tonight in talking about the blood of Jesus and talking about being purchased with that holy blood, the goodness of God. And talking about how precious this blood is, how valued it is, you know, priceless, precious. Wow. And talking about how personal it is. It's for you. Amen. It's so personal. And by the grace of God tonight, if you want to come to Jesus and just renew your life, and say, Steve, I just want to rededicate my life. I want that blood to cover me. I want that blood. I want the blessings. I want the power of the blood now on my life. I've been struggling. I've been living some ways. But right now, I cry out by faith. Knowing it's in the Word, knowing God will fulfill it. Right now, I want more of that blood to renew me. I just want you to raise your hand where you are right now. I'm not going to ask you to come forward tonight. Just raise your hand right now. That blood. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that hand. Praise God. Praise God. Just give it all to Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. This is all lift our hands before the Lord tonight, Wednesday night. Praise God. Amen, Jesus. Right now, Lord, as we shared your word on the power of the blood, and you saw the hands that went up right now together as a family, I tell you, let's all say this prayer together. Say, Father God, I come before you, and I receive the blood of Jesus. Father God, I receive the blood covenant. You purchased me. The blood is precious. The blood is powerful. The blood is personal. Right now, let the blood cleanse me. Let the blood make me holy. Nothing but the blood, Father. I receive the blood of Jesus and the power thereof. Lord, fill me with fresh fire. Let the fire fall on my life. I give you the altar of my life, that the sacrifice of Jesus. So let the fire fall, and let your glory consume me. We desire the glory of God, and to glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, bless this church. Lord, bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless Pastor Doug and Fiona in their vision in Tennessee, and Gabriel, Lord. Give them the rest. Give them the enablements. Give them the fire. And bless them, Lord. And I cry out for this community. Lord, I cry out. Just loose the wells of salvation, Lord. I just feel led. We've got a few more minutes. We've got 8 o'clock. Doug, he gave a little. I just asked maybe one or two or three people, why don't you just come up here and we're just going to pray today. Just pray for your community or something. Whatever's on your heart, just pray for this region of Palmyra and, you know, salvation, whatever you want to do. And I'm going to turn this mic off and we'll put the handheld mic on. I just want a couple people just come and just pray a little bit before we close. Amen.
Thanks for your faithfulness, Brother Steve. Thanks for coming on out here tonight. And I think, isn't it good to get, even if you're saved, it's good to get a recharge. Sometimes